It's time to recap minicamp from last week. Inside the Den, my thoughts on that and more. Here's a Monday edition of Locked On Lions.
You are Locked On Lions, your daily Detroit Lions podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
And what's happening, everybody? Matt Derry with you, Locked On Lions, Locked On Podcast Network. Let's do this on a Monday, June 13th, and a Tuesday, June 14th. Mini camp is in the books. The team will have a little bit of OTAs this week. Todd Walsh, the defensive line coach, among others, that spoke today to the media. But we got plenty to discuss here on Locked On Lions. Thank you for listening. Thanks for making us your first listen each and every day here on Locked On Lions. And as well, watching now on YouTube. I think this is our second or third week on YouTube, so we're excited about that. Today we're brought to you by Bet Online. Bet Online has you covered this season with more props, odds, and lines than ever before. Bet Online, it is where the game starts. You can follow me on Twitter at Derry Speaks, D-E-R-Y Speaks, at Locked On Lions on Twitter, also the Matt Derry Facebook fan page. And please subscribe to our YouTube channel, comment. Check it out each and every day. The video version of Locked On Lions is here as we are right here on YouTube. On the show today, a retirement and a little message that I have about this retirement, because the Lions lost a player last week, a young player who decided that he had had enough of football. I'll explain coming up momentarily on the program. Also, if you have not watched Inside the Den on the Lions website or on their social media, the 50-minute version of the latest video of the Lions in the draft room, getting ready for the draft, drafting their players. I have some remarks about it and comments on Inside the Den, and it mostly is very, very positive. And also, there was a defensive stalwart, a defensive star at minicamp, a little bit of a buzz about a player at a position of need. We will get to that on the program as well today here on Locked On Lions. By the way, breaking news on the program here. I've just seen the email from our leader, the man that started the network, David Locke, hence the name Locked On, L-O-C-K-E. And David Locke has sent the email out. No more swearing. No more swearing on the network. We don't need to swear now that we're on YouTube and everything else. So I'm going to be cleaning it up. I don't swear a ton. If you remember last year, I swore before the Bengal game, and then Dan Hord came on, the voice of the Bengals, was like, I checked out your podcast. I had my kids in the car. So I'm going to try to refrain from swearing as much as I can. Here on said podcast. Yes, I have the red Solo cups, and I got to throw all these out. The dirty ones, so I have them stacked up. So, yeah, it's water. I swear to God. Okay, here we go. Locked On Lions for a Monday. In case you missed it over the weekend, as first reported by, I believe, Mike Florio had it, Jeremy at Pride of Detroit had it, but basically it was released on his Instagram. John Penasini, Lions defensive tackle, heading into his third year, a Matt Patricia and Bob Quinn guy, but regardless, John Penasini, just a young 25-year-old defensive tackle, announcing his retirement on his Instagram page. He posted, quote, "I have made the decision to retire from football. I'm definitely going to miss my teammates and the coaching staff, but I'm glad I got to experience it. I'm happy and excited for whatever life has for me." He also, like I said, thanked his teammates, for my family, friends, teammates, coaches, and all the people who supported my dream along the way. I appreciate and love you guys. Go Lions, hashtag One Pride. Dan Campbell had said last week that John Penasini was excused from minicamp. He had spoken to Penasini last year. Think about this. John Penasini was playing in games for the Lions at defensive tackle, which is just like a wrestling match position. He was playing last year with a calcium deposit in his shoulder. Now, I'm no doctor, all right? But, you know, calcium deposits in your shoulder and undergoing surgery to get rid of those, that's one tough guy. And he didn't really indicate why he retired. No other player kind of talked about it yet. The coaches want to give this guy his space and everything else. But, you know, Dan Campbell made the point about when he was asked about counseling players who consider retirement. He said, what are their plans for after football? And 5 years from now, when you look back on this moment, are you going to regret it? You just try to get them to ponder it as much as possible. And really, that's really ultimately for me what I want to know they've done. They've really thought it out and tried at least to look out, and they've got a plan. They're able to know what they're going to be making a decision that they can walk away from it and never look back on it. So that's a part of it. So Dan Campbell had a good attitude about it. Pennacini's 25. Undrafted rookie cornerback Jermaine Waller also retired. Campbell said, Jermaine Walker. Walker said the NFL wasn't for him. Here's what I want to say about John Pennacini. This was a sixth-round pick a couple of years ago out of Utah. 6'2", 335 pounds, was a rotational player drafted by Bob Quinn. But getting the opportunity to play, and actually John Pennacini was a useful player. He was a rotational player, like I said. But here's a 25-year-old guy that played through so much pain last year in his shoulder. Calcium deposits building up in his shoulder, and he was out there for 12 games. That's pretty remarkable. And this is football is just such a brutal game. It's brutal. And for a guy like this to walk away now, before his third season even starts, I commend him for that. Like people are like, oh, you know, was he that hurt? Guys and girls, football is brutal. Have you ever been down on the sidelines or close to the action? I remember one of the first times I was down on the sidelines covering a game for WDFN in the 90s. And I got down there. They let us like down on the field with like 5 minutes to go in the game, so you can get interviews as you walked off the field. And just the speed of the game, the physicality, the collisions. Like on TV, it's one thing. To be in the stands sitting in the upper bowl is another thing. But to be on the field and to witness it, it's just crazy. It is such a physical, brutal game. And I commend John Pennacini. I want to give it up to this guy and clap for him. Like he made it's such a difficult decision. He's done. At 25, he doesn't want to put his body through this anymore. He doesn't want to put his mind through this anymore. And he's decided, hey, look, I've had enough. And I give him props. It's not an easy decision. I'm sure he loves the game. Sixth-round pick coming out of nowhere to get a good chunk of time in 2 years with the Lions with two different regimes is pretty darn good. And so I just wanted to shout him out and say, you know, started 12 games as a rookie, played in every game last year. Excuse me. I said 12 games last year. He started 12 games as a rookie. Played a lot. Good for him. I can't be mad at this guy. But just realize that there's going to be more players, I think, that are going to go Pennacini's route. They love the game, but they don't want to put themselves through this. It's brutal. It's not like the old days. It isn't. I think John feels like he's got something he can do someplace else and host other, you know, be a member of society in other ways, not just football. And so I give him credit for that. I do. Coming up next, Inside the Den. I watched this entire video last week, and I got some more things on it that just goes to show the Lions culture is like at an all-time high. There were a lot of things that jumped out to me. Whether you're ready to pop the question or you're celebrating a milestone moment, find jewelry as unique as her. You got to find it at BlueNile.com. That modern convenience of online shopping. It's just awesome to go right to BlueNile.com and get what you need. Blue Nile has simple online tools that let you choose the diamond shape, size, and clarity, as well as setting style. Blue Nile, their bench jewelers, will then handcraft her perfect engagement ring. Each ring is one of a kind. Seriously, looking for fine jewelry, but having trouble choosing? Go to Blue Nile. They got jewelry experts on hand 24/7, available via phone or chat to help you find a memorable gift at every budget. Make your moment sparkle with jewelry from BlueNile.com. Locked On Lions listeners, listen up. you're going to get $50 off purchases of $500 or more. This podcast exclusive includes engagement, so use the code LOCKEDON. That's code LOCKEDON. Plus, every order is insured, ships free, and arrives in discreet packaging that won't give away what's inside. Shop stress-free and find your forever peace. Go to BlueNile.com today. That's BlueNile.com today. All right, Monday edition, everybody, of Locked On Lions right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. Hope everybody is doing well and had a good weekend. Inside the Den, the Lions have been doing this for the last few years, an inside look at everything that the Lions are doing behind the scenes down there at 222 Rodwood Drive in Allen Park. And this new regime under Dan Campbell and Brad Holmes is much more open to these types of videos. We never got to see Bob Quinn behind the scenes or even Matt Patricia to an extent. So for the last couple of years, it's been really nice to watch. And I had like four takeaways from this video that really stood out to me. Number one, Dan Campbell and Brad Holmes are so aligned, it's almost nauseating. In a good way. These guys are whispering, sitting next to each other through every draft pick. Dan is telling him, we're going to get this guy. We're going to get this guy. It's okay, Brad. As Brad is waiting to see what the Saints are going to do with the 11th pick. Then they take Chris Olave. Brad gets on the phone with Kwesi, whatever his name is, the Vikings GM. Says, we good? We good? Oh, yeah, we're good. Yeah, our guys there are good. They make the trade. He turns around to Dissner. He says, call the league. Then Brad calls Jameson Williams. And Campbell is there high-fiving him, hugging him. They're all hugging. They're whispering to each other. We got football players. These are the guys. Dan and Brad, you can just tell. This is a collaboration that's working. Now, are these players going to turn out and be really good football players and take the Lions to the next level? I don't know. But the collaboration, the working together, the GM and the coach, not being here and here, but here and here together, is immense on this entire video. And again, watch it at DetroitLions.com. Number two. Combine interviews for this organization are extremely important. You learn that. The Lions show videos of all of their combine interviews and little snippets of Aiden Hutchinson in Indianapolis sitting in the room, Jameson Williams sitting in the room talking to the coaches. But the one that stands out is Josh Pascal, the defensive tackle, Pascal. I'm sure I'm going to get it eventually, from Kentucky. The D-tackle, D-end, do-everything hybrid defensive lineman. And I think it was Dan Campbell that said when they drafted him on the video, inside juice. We got inside juice. So they're planning on using him inside. But these combine interviews are being shown, and all of the players that kicked ass in the combine interview, like Aiden Hutchinson saying, I watch so much film. They asked him, how much film do you watch? Do you watch film? And he went, oh, I love watching film. And the coaches in the room are like, and the scouts are like, fit in with us. That's what we wanted to hear. Pascal says, I just love football. I love the game. He's sitting there in his interview in Indy months ago. Love the game. And you could tell the Lions loved him by him saying that. Some people say, who cares about these stupid interviews? It's all about the football player, what they do on the tape, what they do on the field. Oh, I'm telling you, in watching this video, the Lions definitely take these interviews very, very seriously. And if a player kicks ass in these interviews, they seem to fall in love with these people. So there's that. The draft pick of one Kirby Joseph was highly, highly beloved by the Lions scouting department in this video, and certainly Brad Holmes. And it's funny watching the team waiting. They could not believe that their third-round pick at 97, that Kirby Joseph, the safety out of Illinois, was going to be there. Lance Newmark is in the background, sitting behind Holmes, like crossing his fingers, looking at the board, looking at the computer screen, and they're like waiting to see. No way is Kirby Joseph going to be there at 97. He was like the only one left on their board at that point in the draft that they really wanted. And the Colts, they wait on Indianapolis, and the Colts at 96 take a safety, Nate Cross, and the room explodes. The room explodes for every pick. But for this one, they're like, oh my gosh. Again, run the card up quick. Call right away. Because the safety from Illinois, Kirby Joseph, who played at the Senior Bowl, so they got to see him up close, he gets taken at 97, and it's like the greatest, it's like a holiday. They wanted him badly, and they got him. And unless there's just some cool editing, and it looks like they're in the 50s and 60s, hoping this player would be there, or 70s and 80s. But no, it really went that way. And at 97, he was there. And so watch for him. I don't know if he's going to be a huge contributor right away, but this is a player that they wanted and couldn't believe was still there on the board. And they're sitting there going, he'll never be there. No way he'll be there. And then all of a sudden at 97, he was there. And the last thing that stood out to me on this Inside the Den video was the love and the excitement for the Jameson Williams pick that came from one Antoine Randle L, the Lions wide receivers coach. You hear him in the hallway, like going, woo, going crazy. Then he opens up the door behind Brad Holmes, sticks his head in and just hugs everybody and says, I'll leave you guys alone the rest of the draft. He was so excited to get Jameson Williams in his wide receiver room that he had to chime in on the video, walk into the war room and hug everybody. It was great. Look, Antoine Randle L said it to the media months ago. We need a couple of receivers. Well, they gave him DJ Chark and Jameson Williams, and he's got to be happy. But it was funny in the video watching the pure excitement of the wide receivers coach over Jameson Williams coming to Detroit at number 12. All right, who stood out last week at minicamp on the defensive side? We're going to tell you that coming up next. First, though, our friends at betonline.net, your number one source for all your betting stats and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, news, and odds, including this year's basketball championship matchup. That's right. NBA Finals Game 5 tonight. The NHL Hockey Stanley Cup Finals is set. Major League Baseball, of course, going on. White Sox and Tigers. Woof. And two heavy hitters in MMA and UFC going at it. Seems like each and every weekend there's great cards. Get all the info you want at betonline.net. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sporting wagering information, including live betting, esports, and more. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more about the trends and action. BetOnline, where the game starts. A special shout out to Ross Jackson, host of Locked On Saints, and also runs the Locked On NFL Network. We appreciate all of his help in getting me up and running here on YouTube. And also the great Gaines Media's own Robert Banker. Shout out to Robert for his help as well. Robert, hope you're watching. All right, so we know this about the Lions. The linebacker room is weak. All right, there are 7 or 8 options at linebacker, and none of them are that exciting. Who's going to start? Who's going to play? Who's going to make the team? Is Jared Davis going to get cut? What about Sean Dion Hamilton? Gaines Media poster boy, Alex Anzalone, Derek Barnes, all these names, Jared Davis, Malcolm Rodriguez. But the star for the defense at minicamp last week, excuse me, was none other than Chris Board. Some of you are saying, who's Chris Board? Well, he was signed by the Lions in free agency. He was a special teams maven for Baltimore and was signed as a free agent by the team. Chris Board was playing first-team linebacker and taking first-team linebacker reps alongside Anzalone during most of practice last week. Board was great in coverage, showed off good speed, athleticism, and played a ton all last week, like I said, with the first teamers, and made some plays. Again, under the radar, not, you know, the biggest name out there or anything else. Probably not, don't even know who number 49 is. But watch Chris Board, because he comes from great pedigree, of course, with Baltimore. If he can cover some receivers, tight ends, running backs out of the backfield, that'll be such an upgrade from where this team has been over the last few years. I've been harsh on linebacker play because it hasn't been good. And last year, Anzalone's PFF grade was extremely low. Derek Barnes struggled as a rookie. They're bringing back Jarrad Davis, whom I've never thought could play. Rodriguez was a sixth-round pick. Sean Dion Hamilton was hurt all of last year. There's a lot of options at linebacker. But Chris Board just might be a guy to watch this year. He had a very good minicamp. It's a name to remember. And we wanted to throw that out to you today because Chris Board just might be, I don't know if he's going to be the answer, but maybe an under-the-radar free agent signing that ends up panning out and playing pretty well. And he's on a one-year deal, so he's playing for money. The Lions need help at linebacker. I don't know how many linebackers are going to play. I don't know how many are going to be on the roster. But he had a very good week last week and was running with the first team, so they must think something of him. Keep an eye on that name, Chris Board. Thanks for making us your first listen, your first watch, whatever it is here on Locked On Lions. Again, subscribe on YouTube and follow us each and every day. And we are back again tomorrow.